Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 1st and 2nd, depending on when you're listening to this show. And on Sunday, November 2nd, we have the Manchester Half and Full Marathon in the Queen City. I'm looking forward to running in that race. Many of my running friends do that. And, of course, Halloween has come and gone, and one of the things we do at Northeast Delta Dental is we enjoy that holiday and have a huge parade of employees dressed in various costumes. It's one of the most fun days of the working year for Northeast Delta Dental. Getting back to my running friends, just kind of a reminder that on Saturday, November 15th, we have the Frank Donovan Memorial 5K Road Race. The fun run is at 10:45. The actual 5K is at 10 a.m. It will be at 2 Delta Drive. And many of you remember Frank Donovan. He was a fixture at Northeast Delta Dental for many years and really was the gentleman that got me involved with getting out there in the community and a lot of the external strategies that we have and employ at Northeast Delta Dental really were the original vision of Frank Donovan. And in my book, There Are No Do-Overs, I allude to why we give back to the community. And Frank was really the my impetus behind getting out there in the community. So if you're interested in signing up for that road race, you can contact Kathleen Gleason at 223-1317. That's 223-1317 or K Gleason, one word, at nedelta.com. So with me this weekend, November 2nd, is our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Jody Hiddle. Jody, thank you for spending still another day with me. 5 days a week wasn't enough, so you need a weekend with me, Jody.
It's never enough. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Well, your performance review is not until February, I will remember this because, of course, we put the rebroadcast of these shows are on the Northeast Delta Dental website and the podcast. So anyway, Jody, I think people, you've obviously had a great career at Northeast Delta Dental, but people may not realize the long journey, and I mean this in a positive way, how you got to be the Vice President of Sales and Marketing. It really begins in the home office in Concord, literally in the mailroom, and then you led our marketing territory in Maine for many years, and then you're back in Concord. So I think the listening audience, I think, would be interested in hearing about your story, which I do talk about in the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which, by the way, as an aside, you can get at Gibson's or go on Amazon.com. So I think people would be interested in how the hard work has paid off. And that's, as I write about in the book, one of the things that every successful person says is that the most important thing is, you know, hard work. And so tell us a little bit more about your career and your background in the Marines and over the pond and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks. It has been one heck of a journey, that's for sure. This upcoming April 2015, it will mark my 25th anniversary with Northeast Delta Dental. And as you alluded to, I joined in 1990 after serving in the Marine Corps, mostly out at Camp Pendleton in California, originally from England, as you mentioned, but moved to the United States for the last time in 1979. Spent most of my time in Colorado and some schooling here in New England.
And unfortunately, you're still a fan of the Denver Broncos.
Well, that's true. I'm a Pats fan, too, though, so I'm conflicted when they play.
And it'll probably be the Pats versus Denver in Denver and the Pats losing because Denver looks really hot and very
Denver
energized.
Looks good, and they play tomorrow, actually, November 2nd, I believe. So,
well, go ahead with your story.
We'll see.
We'll get by
see how that goes. But
okay, so now you're back in New Hampshire.
Back in New Hampshire, the mothership was calling. As you mentioned, I did move up to our Saco, Maine office, actually relocated that office around 1995, and I ran the Maine operation up there for about 15 years, and time flies. I guess it's been almost 4 years now. There was a vacancy here in Concord, New Hampshire, in the home office for the VP of Sales and Marketing, and I was fortunate enough to be awarded, if you will, that position, and been rolling ever since.
And it's well-deserved, and I started, as many of you know, in 1995, a little after Jody, and the company's growth, you know, from basically like 70 employees to over 200, and reserves from, you know, 9 million to 95 million, and covered lives, we're now, Jody, close to 800,000 lives.
We're closing in on 800,000 lives, yep.
In the three states, and most people know this, but there's, if you take the three states combined, there are only 3.2 million of us, half that market we can't even market to, because if the headquarters are out of state, that belongs to another Delta company. We can only market to you if you are an individual citizen living in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, or employed with an employer whose benefits decisions or headquarters are in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So, for example, Walmart, which does have Delta Dental, that's actually through Delta Dental of Arkansas. So if you take those 800,000 lives, and Jody was really instrumental in the growth of the company, we probably, of what we're allowed to market to, we probably have 70% of the market share, would you estimate?
That sounds about right, yeah. Of this, nationally, obviously, Delta Dental is far and away the largest provider of dental coverage, covering about 62 million people throughout all 50 states, Guam and Puerto Rico. But you're right, in our territory, which is a relatively small market, of course, we're about closing in on 800,000 lives, and it's very close to 70% of the total available market.
And if you take our total population of all eligible people, all the people that live here, you know, we probably have 25%. But again, as I mentioned, we can't market to half of those. So 50 to 70% is probably a good number. So you and I have seen this evolution. We've been tracking the decoupling of benefits from the employer since the 21st century. And of course, the Affordable Care Act, which was passed in March of 2010, also there was some sort of unintended consequences, but that has also triggered our sort of market migrating from sort of the group model, which is employer-sponsored benefits or benefits through your union or association, to individual. And as you know, Jody, I mean, benefits to the employer, that's kind of a United States thing. It really began in World War II when there was wage freezes, and so what companies did was they added a medical benefit to the employer package, and that's basically how employer-sponsored benefits began in this country. Starting in roughly the 70s is when the same concept on medical through the Blue Cross companies all across the country, then Delta Dentals, you know, were created. They were called dental service corporations, and it varied, you know, by state, but we've been around about 50 years, and so you know 1970-ish is when really dental benefits really became more common. So in your career here, do you see the continuation of the decoupling of the benefits from the employer, or do you think that retail benefits will always be a relatively small proportion? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be a mixed bag, and it's largely going to be driven by the Affordable Care Act and what happens there. And obviously, there's been a significant resurgence. I'll say resurgence because private exchanges really are not anything new, other than the way that they're being presented in the marketplace today with an electronic platform is relatively new. But as those take hold and continue to grow, I think you are going to see more of a defined contribution approach by employers, and they will send their employees to the various private and public exchanges that are out there today. And this is something that we recognized, of course, at Northeast Delta Dental many years ago and prepared for it, and it has served us very well. We are already on several private exchanges, including our own private exchange, which is DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, where we sell individual and family policies. And beginning on January 1, 2015, we'll also sell off-exchange ACA-certified, Affordable Care Act-certified plans in Maine and New Hampshire. In Vermont, of course, which is part of our territory, there is no off-exchange. You can only buy those policies through the Vermont Health Connect.
All right, so that was a mouthful. So let's parse it out. We have the public exchange in New Hampshire and Maine, that's healthcare.gov. So talk about that, and then talk about DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And of course, what Jody's describing is our strategies, which we knew off the start that healthcare.gov may be a little unwieldy to work with. So we had a ready-to-go Delta Dental CoversMe.com. So give us kind of the relative proportion of the numbers, but maybe explain to the listening audience what healthcare.gov is versus what Delta Dental CoversMe.com is.
Sure. Well, they're both exchanges, exchange marketplace plans and so forth. They go by different names and to varying degrees. They do different things at different times and offer different products. But the federally facilitated marketplace, known as the FFM, which, as you stated, is in Maine and New Hampshire, is the online marketplace through which consumers can buy Affordable Care Act certified medical and dental policies. And those dental policies are offered on both a standalone basis through companies like ours or on an embedded basis in certain medical policies. We were the first and I believe the only standalone dental benefit carrier to offer those policies on both the Maine and New Hampshire exchanges in 2014. It remains to be seen if we'll be the only standalone dental carrier in 2015. But last year alone, we added about 3,700 new standalone dental policies through the federally facilitated marketplaces in Maine and New Hampshire.
So that's pretty impressive, and while, of course, no one really knows if the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act will ultimately be affordable, but many of those thousands of individuals probably didn't have dental coverage before, and as you know better than anybody, if you have dental insurance, 90% of that population goes to the dentist, and if you don't have dental coverage, only about 30%. So I think we've really fulfilled our mission on that.
Yeah, absolutely true. A lot of the patients or members that we're picking up did not have prior dental coverage. So these are brand new patients for dentists in the tri-state region.
Okay, in 45 seconds, give us our pitch on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, which is our private exchange.
Yep. DeltaDentalCoversMe.com has been around for nearly 2 years now. We've seen really meteoric growth on that platform. It offers individual and family plans. And as I mentioned, beginning on January 1, 2015, there'll also be several Affordable Care Act certified plans available for purchase out there, too. Those are off the federally facilitated marketplace. But on that exchange, in just close to 2 years now, we're covering almost 20,000 covered lives as a result of creating and promoting that marketplace.
Fantastic. And that's DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And after commercial break, we'll talk about a new exciting program called Health Through Oral Wellness. Tom Raphael will return with Jody Hiddle after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raphael on this November 1st and 2nd. And just for my racing friends, again, November 2nd is the Manchester Half Marathon and Full Marathon. And we're one of the co-sponsors of the Manchester Marathon. And for my running friends, again, if you would like to honor Frank Donovan, who really got Northeast Delta Dental into the public site, if you will, and including road racing such as the Mount Washington Road Race on Saturday, November 15th, right out of the Concord campus to Delta. We have a 5K at 10 a.m., and that will be in honor of Frank Donovan, and you'll be able to meet his daughter, who just had a baby. And if you're interested in signing up for that race, you can go on coolrunning.com, or you can contact Kathleen Gleason at 223-1317 or kgleason@nedelta.com. With me is Jody Hiddle, and you heard his wonderful story from rags to riches, Jody.
That's right.
He's now a VP, doing a great job, VP of sales and marketing at Northeast Delta Dental, and is a great example of hard work and also, you know, rolling up his sleeves. And of course, a lot of the creative things that Northeast Delta Dental does really were the brainchild of Jody and his team. For example, with the advent of the more and more retail dental benefits, a couple years ago, you may have seen trail trucks driving up down 93 with the Northeast Delta Dental, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com logo on the side. And that was really to get awareness at the citizenry level of the importance of oral health. We saw these trends coming, which is why we also did Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. It wasn't for corporate flattery reasons, but we realized that many of the people that purchased tickets to the Fisher Cats games are the very people that may not have dental coverage through their employer or may not be employed, and so we wanted to get an oral health message, thus Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, and we have the Oral Health Challenge, and the Tooth Fairy goes on the field, so we've been able to really use venues such as the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road races as a way to get out the word on oral health. And incidentally, the Frank Donovan Road Race raises money for the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, which gives back to the community, the underserved populations that don't have traditional dental coverage, either through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com or through their employer. A lot of this we write about in our book called There Are No Do-Overs with Dave Cowens, who was just visiting here a couple weeks ago. He actually wanted to come on up and see the Senator Shaheen and Scott Brown debate, so I took him over to the Capitol Center of the Arts. So he is in town occasionally, and if you want to know more about the book, just go in Gibson's or Amazon.com. So, Jody, and one of your other brainchilds, along with Dr. Shannon Mills, who has been on the show before, as you know, many times, talking about oral health, is a program that you rightly say will transform traditional dental benefits as we know it, and that's called Health Through Oral and Wellness. Now, when Dr. Mills has been on the program, he's talked about it from a oral health science perspective. Why don't you talk about it from the perspective of how the program will work with your group-orientated clients?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said groups, because this is a group program. It is not yet available in the individual and family market, nor the ACA market, but that does seem like the next natural progression, and time will tell if we add the Health Through Oral Wellness program to those policies. But it is a very exciting program, a landmark program, the first of its kind that I'm aware of in the United States. We use the acronym HOW, or HAL, for Health Through Oral Wellness. And we are rolling this out effective on January 1, 2015 for all of our group purchasers. It will be added to their policies upon their renewal throughout the 2015 plan year at no additional cost. And essentially what the program is all about is it recognizes that there's not a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to providing the dental care that people need. The fact is that certain people require more dental care than others, and the best way to go about that is through engaging the patients with the providers and allowing them the benefits they need in order to maintain or improve their oral health. So it is a risk-based program. It works through using a clinical risk assessment, using a state-of-the-art and proprietary cloud-based clinical tool that we are providing to providers at no additional cost. And the sole purpose of providing that tool is so that they can, in the dental office, provide a risk assessment on their patients. That risk assessment is sent to Northeast Delta Dental, and it is scored using an algorithm that's part of the tool. And depending on the risk factors that are present, those patients who are deemed to be at risk, either for caries, which is, of course, just tooth decay, or periodontal disease, gum disease, will instantly be afforded access to additional preventive care.
So, for example, just to put it in plain English, that could mean that if I scored high, you know, negatively on the risk factor, that it maybe I need a third cleaning in a year, and that would be covered by the plan?
That's correct, a third or a fourth cleaning. And those cleanings can be a standard prophy, or it can be a full mouth debridement or a periodontal scaling and those types of procedures.
Now, when Shannon has described it before, does the patient go on and get his score, his or her score through mydentalscore.com and then brings that sheet of paper into the dental office? Is that how it works?
Exactly right. If you go to healththroughoralwellness.com, which is our brand new website designed to support the HAL program, there is a self-assessment that anybody can take. You don't need to register for the HAL program in order to take the self-assessment, and we encourage you definitely to go out there and do that. It creates a much greater awareness of your oral health state. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we do encourage patients to then share the results of that self-risk assessment with the dentist. But it's the actual clinical risk assessment performed in the dental office that will trigger the additional benefits for the patients, again, who are deemed to be at risk.
Now, we have a lot of participating dentists that listen to this show. So is it easy for me to register as a HAL dentist?
It's incredibly simple. In fact, we've just as of today, we have streamlined that process even more. Again, it's a cloud-based tool. The sign-up
secure cloud, right?
Secure, absolutely.
Please say that.
It's absolutely. Everything's encrypted and behind a firewall. It's HIPAA compliant and 100% safe. And registration for the provider portion of the tool takes literally about 60 seconds from what I understand.
Now, as you mentioned, as I emphasize, this is for employer-sponsored group benefits, which is still, even though I've mentioned the advent of retail dental benefits, still, as in the year 2014, the majority of our business still is group orientated, through the employer or union or through the association. So if I'm an employer listening to this, I'm saying this HOW program sounds great. It's better for the oral health for my employees. And of course, as you know, Jody, you can't have good oral health without good oral health. And after the common cold, I think oral health is like number two or three in terms of missing work days. I know from my work with the State Board of Education, oral health problems after the cold is number second reason why kids miss school days. So we all know the importance of oral health, but I'm thinking from an employer perspective, are they going to think that this is going to cost the dental program more if half of my employees are getting a third cleaning when the sort of traditional plan only had two?
Right. It's a great question. We are in the fourth year of our pilot group study, about 4,000 enrollees in the pilot program. And the results were incredibly positive. And essentially, our actuaries have looked at this every which way and have concluded definitively that it is, in fact, cost neutral. Now, it stands to reason, of course, that for the Health Through Oral Wellness program to be effective, the instances and the cost of preventive care does, in fact, go up. It has to go up in order to affect the commensurate savings from oral surgery and restorative dental work.
And we want people to go to the dentist and have preventative.
Absolutely.
As opposed to waiting 3 or 4 years and then the crown. Speaking of two cleanings, I know that that's been the traditional standard dental plan. And this is why Health Oral Wellness is so innovative and evidence-based dentistry. And as Shannon has explained in prior shows, the two cleanings a year, while certainly is a good benchmark and proxy, was really based on some toothpaste company commercials back many years ago where they said, go to your dentist, twice a year, but some of us need, as you pointed out, some of us need 3 or 4 cleanings a year, some maybe once every 2 years, but the most traditional dental plans have two. So the great thing about Health Oral Wellness, it'll, in effect, if the dentist is registered for HOW and you do mydentalscore.com, and if you need 3 cleanings a year, that'll be covered by Northeast Delta Dental.
That's correct. Up to 4 cleanings a year for at-risk patients.
And how, Jody, your group employer customers, some of whom the HR people are listening to the show, how will they be informed, and does this happen automatically for some of our customers are called fully insured groups and some are mm-hmm. called self-insured or administrative service only. How will that work?
Yep. Well, the program is being added automatically upon renewal at no additional cost. There will be welcome kits going out to all of our group purchasers beginning with January renewals, which are actually slated to go out in a couple of weeks, and that will continue throughout 2015. The program is definitely being added to all of our fully insured groups, as you mentioned, Tom. Our ASO customers, which stands for Administrative Services Only, those are the customers who reimburse Northeast Delta Dental for the administrative services we provide, but they pay their own claims. We are rolling that out on a voluntary basis for those groups. But we can, based on our market surveys and so forth, I think the uptake of the program will be at nearly 100% for all of our group business by the end of 2015.
Great. We've got about 45 seconds. Can you give us, you mentioned there were two pilot group employers that use this program. So have those employers, been happy with results so far?
Incredibly happy. The results at the end of the first year of the pilot showed that it was cost neutral. Same thing at the end of the second year. And at the end of the third year, there was actually an overall savings. It was a nominal savings, but it's definitely moving in the right direction. And I'm very excited to see what the results will be at the end of the fourth year, because we believe, based on early information, that trend is going to continue and the savings will be there.
Okay, give us the HAW website one more time.
Yeah, it's healththroughoralwellness.com. You can also access it through our corporate website, which is nedelta.com. And by the way, we did try to get howhow.com, but it's a premium domain name, and I think they wanted up to seven figures for that name.
So in true New Hampshire style, we kept it at Health and Wellness.
Yankee frugality. Yeah.
I like it because keeping costs down are important. Again, that's for the group-based products through the employer association. For those of you with an individual product, it's deltadentalcoversme.com, and HAW is not yet available for that. Well, thank you, Jody. You've had a wonderful career, and I'm hoping to spend another 10 years with you. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.